We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right. Okay. I think we are ready for liftoff. Welcome. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. Thank you, friends, for being with us. I was off yesterday. Did Joe fill in, Pasquale? Thanks to Joe Beamer for sitting in. Yesterday, I spent most of the day on the couch with the cat, and it was just, you know, it was one of those It was one of those, wow, I have a headache day. And it just, it would not go away. And I knew I was feeling better. I've told you guys this before, but when you guys are under the weather, and please keep in mind, it's not like I was grievously or gravely ill. I just had a headache, and I just didn't think I could give you guys close to 100% yesterday. But when you know you are getting over something, is there a certain food that you crave? Pasquale, when you are sick and you start to feel better, is there a food that is typically your go-to food that tells you, you know what, I'm on the mend?
Back in the day, it used to be a Pizza Hut salad. Now it would be like wonton soup and an egg roll.
Oh, my goodness. Well, by the way, best wonton soup, Jasmine Thai. Oh, my goodness. On Niagara Falls Boulevard, not to give them a free plug. I pay for everything I buy there, but it's pretty awesome. Next, you know, we already have the French Onion Soup Society of Western New York. And I think pretty soon, Bill Mason, who's one of my friends, will have to put together the Wonton Soup Society of Western New York. You know, wonton, French onion. You know, we'll narrow down the spots for all of the finest soups in the entire region. So my go-to, it's funny you mentioned Pizza Hut salad. My go-to, and this has been the case since I was a little kid, is salad. Now, I grew up, and I don't know how many of you can relate to this, but I grew up with iceberg lettuce. Iceberg lettuce was the lettuce of the 60s and 70s. And Mom also used to throw in some endive into her salads. But as I have matured, well, all right, as I've gotten older, I can't use the word mature in the first person and be real with you guys. I have discovered the joy of Caesar salad and the Cobb salad, but it's got to be crunchy, and it's got to be a vegetable, and it's got to be lettuce. That's the go-to.
Well, the thing is that there's two condiments that will probably end your life early, but they're delicious beyond belief, and that would be Pizza Hut's ranch dressing and Burger King's mayonnaise.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, I think my heart and arteries are in fine shape, Pasquale. That's demonstrated by the medical record. Anyway, sorry for the diversion there. My mind sometimes, my mind sometimes wanders. And Pasquale, I'm a little bit out of the loop. You'll have to forgive me. But did we, in fact, have another winner the other day? Has that been confirmed by anybody here?
I have not gotten official word. I just had a very excited caller call and say that they won because of our show. So,
well, we shall have to confirm and verify with Tim Wenger, because I do not wish to assume credit either for my show or anybody else's show for an undocumented winner, not to be confused with an undocumented immigrant. But the official count is one winner for David Bellavia and one winner for your humble host. Now, Did we have another winner? We'll talk with Mr. Wenger about that. Tim is, he's tied up in the newsroom. See, Tim had a very long weekend, which was not helped in any way, shape, or form by your humble host, because I'll let you in on a little secret. Tim is a, Tim's a workaholic, and he was in the middle of watching the air show over the weekend, and I had some stuff popping in news that I needed to tell him, and he's in the middle of the air show, and he's getting text after text from me on a weekend, and he's not even getting angry with me for sending the text. So, again, you know, we have at this radio station, not to blow smoke, I'm really not trying to, but we have a very dedicated team of people. It starts at the top, and Pasquale Maggiore is dedicated. Tom Puckett is probably one of the, well, no, he's definitely one of the hardest working people in news with whom I have ever been associated. We call Tom Puckett the machine. He is a literal machine of output in the newsroom. His work product on a daily basis is enormous. And Mike Baggerman and Brendan Keeney, they work very, very hard for you every day. I mean, look, you know, we all get paid and everything, but you know, there's two ways to work. Number one is sit there and do nothing. I've become a master at that over the years, and then actually producing stuff, which I let other people do, and then I try to take the glory for myself. You know, there's a method to my madness. Again, if you're just joining us, the summer stimulus word this hour is microphone. That's microphone, and you can text it to 72881. We have a number of avenues down which we are going to travel today. Obviously, big doings on the election night. And India Walton. Now, politically, the next mayor of Buffalo, who is a socialist, a Democrat socialist, politically, I don't imagine we have very much in common. But no matter who the person happens to be, you can always find bridges and nexuses where you can be of assistance. For example, let's say we get a blizzard in Buffalo. Well, it's important to have a conduit to the mayor. And for the mayor, whomever it may be, it's important to have a conduit to the public, i.e. the media, and specifically talk radio, because we're a very personal kind of medium. But anyway, India Walton's life story. Let's just forget about politics for 1 minute. Her life story is extremely inspiring. She is a doer. She is a very hard worker. And she is somebody whose life effort I respect a great deal. Politically, we ended up in different spots. But I can't take away from what she has been able to accomplish in her life, especially considering the fact that she had kids when she was 14 years old, which automatically, and statistically, it puts people behind the eight ball when you enter motherhood or fatherhood, but especially motherhood that early in life. Now, you may not like democratic socialists. I personally am not a big fan of the philosophy. But in terms of her life story, it really is remarkable. But ironically, it's also, to me, proof of the fact that anybody with dedication and effort can make it in America. Because in the words of Phil Collins, against all odds, India has made it. She's going to be the next mayor of Buffalo. So when people talk about, well, you have to be X, Y, or Z to make it in America, the system is rigged against you, and there's no breaking out of it. Interestingly, her own personal story is proof of your free will and your determination and hard work actually paying off. So there's two ways that one can approach unfavorable life circumstances, such as a pregnancy at the age of 14. You can throw in the towel and give up and say, well, I guess my life is over, or you can do what India Walton did and do something about it. And I will tell you right now, I have an enormous, a beyond enormous amount of respect for anybody who can pull herself or himself up from circumstances which are supposed to weigh you down inexorably. And I find her story to be very, very inspirational. And in my own life, I know somebody who is extremely intelligent, very, very intelligent. But, you know, she dropped out of high school and she went on to earn her GED. And then after earning her GED, she went on to earn her MBA. This is a woman who was living out of cars. She literally did not have a home, and she didn't know where her next meal was coming from. But she was able to pull herself out of that, and she was able to earn an MBA and is a contributing and functioning member of society. And I know somebody else. I'm not going to name him, but he is one of the smartest people I know. He is quite brilliant. And I don't mean, let us discuss King Henry VI, part one, shall we? I don't mean that kind of brilliant. I mean problem-solving brilliant. And this guy didn't even graduate high school and doesn't even have a GED. But I'm going to tell you, he's a lot smarter than I'll ever be. And he'll argue, well, no, Tom, I'm good at some things. And you know what? He's right. I keep on saying to you guys that the sooner you realize that within yourself you have a range of talents and a range of skills and abilities that you can put to work for you. And it doesn't require 4 or 6 or 8 years of college. It just requires a knowledge of your own abilities and a desire to do whatever you desire to do for a living. But, you know, never, ever, ever underestimate people who didn't go to college or who didn't graduate high school. Is the deck stacked against them sometimes? Yes, it is. But ultimately, your own hard work and dedication and perseverance and unwillingness to surrender and give up will be a major determining factor in how things work out for you. And again, I am anything but a democratic socialist, but when I read the story of India Walton, I cannot help but to be inspired by that. I really can't. And as I said, ironically, at the same time, it kind of proves that, you know, the system can actually work when you put something into it. Doesn't always work that way. And it doesn't, you know, no matter who you are or what your background is, you know, things don't always work out fairly. And any successful person, if they're honest, will tell you that luck has been a big part of whatever they've been able to achieve in life. Sometimes people do get lucky, but when you combine hard work, dedication, perseverance with maybe catching a few breaks here and there, you become an indomitable spirit and force. And again, India Walton, her life story, very, very impressive and very, very inspiring. It is 22 minutes after 2 at WBEN. I can just see the emails and the texts now. Tom is pandering. Tom is a secret socialist. Tom is a fraud. No, well, maybe in some ways, yeah. But as far as respecting people who pull themselves up, that's always been a real big thing with me. I love it when people achieve when the deck is cleared against them. And that's a great thing. It really is. I love it when other people are successful. Now, Real quickly, I want to touch base with a lady who is a big part of Monday's show, and her name is Taryn Booker, and she is with Unmask NY Kids. And Taryn, actually, we might as well call her the producer of Monday's show, because she was the one who passed the telephone around to different people and brought us the update on the rally against masking our kids, which took place over by the Galleria. And I wanted Taryn to give us an update on where the movement stands and what you have coming up. Taryn, first of all, what was the fallout? What was the upshot from your protest the other day in support of the Pioneer superintendent?
The feedback for that rally.
I'm sorry, can you start again, please?
Oh, I'm sorry. No, we had a lot of positive feedback for the rally. We didn't have quite the numbers that we were expecting, but it being a Monday and having been such a short amount of time in planning it, you know, we weren't too heartbroken about that. But we did have a lot of positive feedback. Like I said, we did have people that came to the rally that had listened to us earlier in the show. So that was awesome to get some new faces out there and have some amazing conversations with these people.
Now, has there been any forward progress politically in unmasking our kids? As a result of the other day, have any of our erstwhile state senators or members of the assembly approach you and say, you know, Taryn, I really want to help the kids of New York State?
You know, I wish that they would. I have not heard anything personally from any of them. I know that today, I don't know if you've heard, but New York State's emergency powers, or Cuomo's emergency powers, are about to expire tomorrow. The only thing that does not include is the mask mandate. That is still in effect, and that will remain in place because we are still supposed to be following CDC guidelines for those that are unvaccinated, which obviously would include all children.
Yeah, and we talked extensively the other day about why that is folly and why it does not follow the science. And we both have come to the conclusion, and I think a bunch of people have come to the conclusion, that ultimately what they're driving at is they're going to want little kids vaccinated so they can go to school without wearing masks. The longer the mandate continues, the more it appears highly likely that that is, in fact, going to be the end game.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And quite honestly, I think that Cuomo is just trying to take the heat off of himself, my personal opinion, put it back onto the county level, just to kind of let us cool off over the summer, and then he's going to rev it back up. He did say in his statement today that, you know, COVID will be back. So I'm sure of what he's doing, and that is definitely pushing vaccination.
You know, call me crazy, but when I heard Cuomo today, my interpretation of the sound of his voice was, it sounded to me almost like he was setting the stage for him to say to the people of New York, hey, COVID is over. My work here is done. For the good of New York State, I think it's best that I step aside so he can focus on defending himself with the nursing home, with the book deal, with all of the allegations involving women, and keep his pension. I do I have any inside information? No. It's a hunch. It is a feeling. It is not based on science or knowledge, but it's just the way I see the blocks falling into place. I really think he's going to be going away of his own volition. Now, coming up, Taryn, in just a few minutes, what I want you to do is give us an update on the events that you have coming up, maybe today or over the next few days, so we can just make sure that people are updated with that before we move along. Is that cool beans?
Yep, that sounds good.
And cool beans do not sound good. They've got to be steaming hot for me. Stand by. Taryn Booker, Unmask NY Kids. We're just going to get an update on what they have coming up here in the days ahead for those of you who wish to take part. And if you are just joining us, first of all, how come you're late? We started to. I mean, really? You're gonna be late? Did you bring your own booze? So, very happy yesterday. I was standing in the kitchen consuming some cold liquid, and no, it was not alcohol. It was actually Q soda water, which I just like. Q Club soda. It's just, it's amazing. I mean, I don't get it for free. I'm not trying to give people free plugs. I'm just saying that I find it to be a very refreshing beverage for club soda. But anyway, I have a radio in the kitchen, and I heard Mr. Puckett, and I heard all about Billy Joel. And I'm sure many of you are very happy that they're not going to require a proof of COVID vaccination to see Mr. Joel, which is good because we bought the tickets for last year's show and very much looking forward to it. Although I will confess, I kind of want to sell the tickets we have and get better tickets because I really think Billy Joel is an epic and legendary performer. But we shall see. 237, if you're just joining us, you're saying, shut up, give me the stimulus word. And I agree with you. The word is microphone. That's microphone. That's our summer stimulus word this hour. And text it to 72881, 72881 for your chance at $1,000 from News Radio 930 WBEN. We have many places we are going today, but I did want to get a follow-up with Taryn Booker with Unmask NY Kids. We had extensive coverage of their rally on Monday. Unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen, those of you who are parents, see, I'm old, and my children are now, they're actually getting old. I don't have kids in school, but if I did have kids in school and they had to mask up, I would be demanding that my state senator and my state assemblyman get off their asses and start fighting on behalf of our children. There's no rational basis for them to be wearing masks, period. In short, COVID is typically not a big deal for children. It just isn't. And if you're a grown-up and you've wanted the vaccination, you've received the vaccination, just like I have. And none of this makes any sense, but you parents out there listening to the show, look, I know you're busy. The weather's nice outside. Your dog always wants to be walked. You've got decluttering the house. You've got gardening you're trying to do. Look, man, I get it. You're busy with softball and taking the kids to gymnastics. I understand. But if you could just take 5 minutes of your schedule and figure out, hey, who is my state assemblyman? Hey, who's my state assemblyman? And state senator, call those offices and demand that these people who flood your mailbox before every election several times a week telling you how much they care for the people they represent, how busy they are. Look, here's a photograph of me cutting a ribbon. These people need to be advocates for your children. Okay, Taryn Booker is one of those advocates with Unmask NY Kids. As I said, they had the rally the other day, and I wanted to get her on for a follow-up. Unfortunately, no politician has stepped forward to offer their hand in support or their voice in support, which I find absolutely lamentable. In fact, I find it downright execrable, to be honest with you. But I want to find out if Taryn and her peeps have any events coming up about which you guys need to know. Taryn, what's the deal with the future rallies, protests, et cetera?
Well, as far as rallies go for our group this week, we are done. We don't have anything else going on, but we do have rallies starting up again next week. There is a rally down in Jamestown on July 1st. So that is going to be at 6:15 ahead of the Board of Education meeting. So that's going to be located at Southwestern Elementary down in Jamestown. July 6th, we have a rally at 5:30 p.m. at West Seneca. We're going to be meeting at the district offices ahead of the Board of Education meeting. That day we also have Williamsville. They're also having their Board of Education meeting. So we're going to be meeting at 105 Casey Road at 6 p.m. And then again on that day, we have a rally at Lakeshore beginning at 6 p.m. and we're meeting at the high school.
And all of these days, times, and places may be found at your website, the link to which I have already put up on the Bowerly WBEN Facebook page.
That is correct. If you join our group, since it is a private group, you will have to join in order to access the information. It just kind of keeps us safe from all of the Facebook nonsense. But yes, if you join our group, all of our information is listed underneath the events tab, and everything can be found there. I do want to also mention, if anybody is available, our sister group, Unmask Our Children, does have several events happening this week. They do have at 5 p.m. this evening on Niagara Falls Boulevard at Military Road. They are having a rally there. Tomorrow at Attica at 6 p.m. At the corner of Prospect and Main, they're going to be meeting for a rally. And then on Friday at North Collins, they're going to meet at 2045 School Street at 5 p.m.
Well, there's definitely a lot of information there. And if you live in the area or areas just mentioned by Taryn, you can go to the Unmask NY Kids site. And do you have links on that site to your sister organizations in Niagara County? We've also got the Niagara County site posted on the Bowerly WBEN Facebook page, but I'm just thinking about making it as convenient as possible for folks because, you know, we've got people driving in their cars, and it's not always easy to remember these various names.
Absolutely. I know. That is a lot of information to take down all at once as well. Yes, we do kind of cross-post as well between the sites, so any of the information would be able to be accessed.
Mm-hmm. And are you noticing a surge in membership of your group? I know some Second Amendment people, and they started out with zero members, and they're up to like 25,000 members on their Facebook page. Mm-hmm. And I've been doing this for decades. I've only got 19,000.
It is amazing. Once word gets out, yes, we do have, you know, people coming in every day joining our group, and we're just so glad to have them. Every time you allow us to speak out and use your platform, we are gaining more momentum and more voices to be heard.
Well, see, that is very important. And again, I must express my disdain and great disappointment. It's disappointment and it is disdain for those politicians who have stayed in the shadows. And I'm talking about Democrats. I'm talking about Republicans. And they have not given you any support. They talk such a good game when they want your votes. Again, Republicans and Democrats. Boy, do they talk a good game about how they're your advocate and they're on your side, but when you actually need them for something as simple as allowing your children to breathe freely in school, they are missing in action and nowhere to be found.
Yeah, that is very sad. I know that, I mean, if anybody is listening right now that would like to reach out to us, please come find our group. You can find it on Tom's WBEN website. Please come and join us. We would love to have you and work together to push this mission forward. Your platforms are so necessary to reach the masses.
You mean, oh yeah, the Bowerly WBEN Facebook page. What it is basically it's a conduit to you guys. And anytime we can be a conduit, that is a good thing. And I must say, Taryn, and I forget whether I mentioned this the other day or not, but this situation locally, as I always say, and maybe I say it too much, but talk radio cannot change the world. I reconciled myself to that grim reality many, many years ago. But every now and again, when you are dealing with a local issue, we can have an effect. Not that I am personally having the effect, but this show, given information and passion by affected people, can get the attention of those in power. And I think this is somewhat akin to a situation that happened maybe 10, 15 years ago in Attica, New York, where they were having some major problems with a stench in Attica and also a very, very fine, grainy particulate matter that was pollution. And Attica finds itself between two media markets, the Buffalo market and the Rochester market. So as far as ratings are concerned, you know, they're in Attica. They don't matter. But I took the time to get out there and investigate the situation myself. I found out that the concerns were real, and I used this program to let other people talk about the stench in Attica, and eventually it was actually resolved. And I understand they're building a statue of me in Attica. It's going to be in the prison shower, but it's going to statue nonetheless. Sorry, Taryn. Don't mean to crack you up. Hey, and one of the things that we talked about yesterday, because even though I wasn't exactly 100%, we did have a conversation. It wouldn't be a rally per se, but you and I talked about the idea of having an event where we have some bands playing, maybe two, three bands at a local venue near your home. And I don't want to name it, but Kodiak Jacks does come to mind. And like I say, it wouldn't be a rally. It wouldn't be a fundraiser. I think in some respects, people are fundraisered out, but it would be a chance for like-minded people to get together and, you know, form personal connections with others who want to unmask our kids. So you know that Mike, the owner of Kodiak Jacks, he called into this program within the past week or so. He's a terrific guy. He's working his fingers to the bone. His poor wife is spending 18 hours a day in the kitchen because they can't find cooks at $60,000 a year. But if Mike wants to have it there and we can work it out with some bands, you know, I say we have a little soiree with like-minded people.
I think that would be great. Exactly. Just anybody that is interested in this mission, just to kind of get together and have conversations and have fun and be relaxed and help a local business out. I think that would be amazing.
Well, Taryn, one of the things I've learned with time is the importance for a lazy individual such as myself, a person in authority, yeah, that's what I meant, to delegate to other people. So if you can work out a date and a time with Mike at Kodiak Jacks, I can help you line up the bands, and we'll do a soiree. Not a fundraiser, not a rally, just a place for people to get together and shoot the breeze. Like people I met last week for Back to the Bars. Bonnie, who's on the town board out in Marilla, and a gentleman named Steve and some other folks who listened to the show. I had no idea we had so many listeners out in Marilla.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It was packed when we went by there last week, so absolutely.
Yeah, it was kind of cool. Well, you missed the opportunity to hang with me, and I'm sure you'll lament and rue that day. But, between your friends, your husband's friends, and everybody in the movement, I think it'd be nice. People want to be entertained. People want to socialize with other people who are like-minded. So that shouldn't be too terribly difficult to pull off.
I don't think so, and I'm looking forward to it. We'll definitely get in touch and let you know when the date is so we can keep planning.
Well, if you really want Mike to say yes, I think what you should do is say, oh, by the way, I'll serve as a cook in the kitchen this summer to give your wife a break.
I'm sure he would take me up on that.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Thank you very much, Taryn Booker. We will stay in touch.
All right. Thanks so much, Tom.
I appreciate the update. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, there are times when, I don't know, I just get very passionate about an issue. And if I can act as, an intermediary, I guess that's why it's called the media. If I can act as the medium between you, who are the parental advocates for your children, and the people in positions of power, then you know what? That's awesome. And I don't know. I think we're all kind of in the same boat. You know, you might be on the right, you might be on the left. It really doesn't matter to me. But if you are somebody who says, you know, it's really stupid for our kids to be masked up in school, and you want to meet and hang out with other people with the same thought process, it would be a nice idea, I think, to get together. Of course, the only problem with having live music is sometimes it gets a little noisy. But that particular venue is big enough so you can get away from the stage, or you can have conversations inside as the band is playing outside. So, there's always workarounds for everything. All right, 251 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Now, I don't know how this next particular part of the program is going to work, but I shall give it a shot. Okay? All right, fair enough. So, last night, after I had my lettuce, because we established early in the show that if I'm not feeling well, I know I'm starting to feel better when I crave lettuce and a salad. I don't know what's up with that. Got to be some chemical imbalance. I don't know. But I had the opportunity to check the internet and to listen to some broadcasts, and then my phone started blowing up on me, and I realized that Byron Brown is not going to be the mayor of Buffalo. And I thought to myself, whoa, how did that happen? What toppled Byron Brown? How did Humpty Dumpty come down? And there are, I think, many, many reasons for that. I want to run them by you, and I want to see if you agree or disagree or might want to augment the list, okay? And in other words, add to it. And if you will allow me to take a sip of my vitamin water, sorry about this, guys, but I'm so addicted to vitamin water, it's not funny. I go through so much of this stuff, I'm embarrassed to tell you. But it's no calories, and it tastes really good. So, anyway, Dennis Gorski was the county executive of Erie County. Many, many years ago, Dennis Gorski had the job that Mark Poloncarz has now. And Dennis Gorski was running for re-election. And he had a guy who worked for him by the name of Scott Brown, decent fellow. And Dennis Gorski made a big deal when he was running for re-election about the fact that he was County Executive of the Year. Now, I'm sorry, but to most people listening to my voice right now, if I say to you, the County Executive of the Year, how many of you know who the County Executive of the Year was in 2020 or 2019? 2018? 2017? Anybody? That is such a geeky thing upon which to campaign, all right? I'm County Executive of the Year. That is just not something to which people can relate. What people relate to is, do you have a job? Well, do you want a job? Do you have a job? Are you making money? Are your taxes going up? Do you see a bright economic future filled with vibrancy and opportunity on the horizon? These are the things that resonate with people. Are you happy with what's going on in your neighborhood? Or is your neighborhood going to seed with, all of these, I want to say SUVs, all of these ATVs that are going around and all of these motorbikes going around, which is a big issue in the city of Buffalo, even though the Buffalo coppers are definitely cracking down on it because, see, they have heard, unlike our local politicians and the kids in the masks, the Buffalo police, they heard you loud and clear about the fact that you were very uncomfortable in your neighborhood, and it's not going to happen overnight, but they are taking the battle to the streets against these vehicles, which congregate together in wolf packs and have a tendency to terrorize neighborhoods and terrorize drivers. I mean, think about your mother, 60, 70 years old, 80 years old, driving along, and you know how people get. It can freak people out when they're surrounded by a bunch of loud and rowdy folks on ATVs. It's unpleasant. You wouldn't want your mom in that situation, and you might be a lot younger than that. You might have small kids in the car, and you might be intimidated. Well, enough people spoke up, and they basically made sure that the existing vehicle and traffic laws regarding those vehicles were enforced. It's going to be a long road, not going to lie, but they're aware of it, and they're taking steps to deal with it. But getting back to the whole Dennis Gorski County Executive of the Year thing, and Byron Brown losing. He's not going to be the mayor of Buffalo much longer. And Dennis Gorski, the county executive of the year, he said something, and I forget whether it was before or after he was defeated by Joel Giambra in Spaghetti Campaign, which I might get into later on. But Dennis Gorski said something that many of us have never forgotten, and it is a truism in the world of politics. And I'm sure people like Ken Crooley, if he's listening, or Len Lenihan, if he's listening, or Bob Davis, whomever, all of these political people from the past. In politics, there is such a thing as shelf life. And a lot of times it comes into play on the local level. Now, hey, it can come into play on larger levels. For example, Andrew Cuomo's father, Saint Mario Cuomo, he was defeated by George Pataki. Yeah, the legendary Mario Cuomo was toppled from his throne by a relative unknown by the name of George Pataki many years ago. Dennis Gorski, as I mentioned, he was toppled from the Erie County Executive's position many years ago by Joel Giambra. And what Dennis Gorski said, to repeat, was every politician has a shelf life. And I think one of the reasons Byron Brown went down, that's rather poetic, one of the reasons Byron Brown went down, I happen to believe, is shelf life, okay? His expiration date passed. People wanted a change. Oh, there were many other reasons, I believe, because these things are always multifactorial. But I'm going to ask you the question, why did Byron Brown go down? 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. And I will express my strong delight at the landslide victory of John Garcia for Erie County Sheriff. And I can't wait to vote for him in November.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.